Good afternoon and happy Eclipse Day. I'm Cherry Gregg. The day, the hour, the minute has finally arrived for the long-awaited solar eclipse. We will only see about 90% coverage, but it's still pretty cool. We have our very own Jennifer Lynn, host and producer of Morning Edition. She's hosting a watch party at Haverford Reserve Grass Field and has been hanging out with our audience members. She's on the line right now. Jen, you've been watching the eclipse. The partial started just under an hour ago. Describe what you've seen and what you're seeing right now.
Oh, it's been really classically step by step here from what I researched before we went on the air. So like right around 2:08, you saw the moon starting to take a little dent out of the sun. It looked like an olive with a bit of a pimento in a big cutout. A little later on, it was a surprise Pac-Man with an even bigger chunk taken out as the moon is crossing the sun. We got to a point where some folks were describing it as the globe of a lamppost, an eyeball.
Wow.
Right now, though, Sherry, we cannot see it. We have some cloud coverage right here.
Oh,
we
no.
were so lucky for the last hour where we had a lot of breaks in the clouds, but we've got a big, thick cloud that's not really working with us at the moment.
Hopefully that will clear out so I can hear the buzz behind you. What's the vibe? Who's out there? And what has been the reaction?
The vibe has been fantastic. Everybody is very chill, a chill excitement. Oh, they're clapping. They're listening to us right now, I think. Hundreds of people here on the field. There's room for everybody. It's a soccer field in Delaware County, Haverford. And, oh, people are oohing and aahing. The sun just came out. Did you hear the ooh and aah?
Yes.
So I have to put my glasses. We're all wearing the glasses. A lot
awesome.
Of folks are locals. Some people came from, say, Bucks County, Warminster area. But, you know, it's a family affair, Cherry. A lot of nice people here.
And last question, what will you remember most about today?
I will remember that we actually got to see something.
Yay!
You know, we looked up at the start and voila, there was the moon working its magic, starting to glide across. Now we'll see at 3:23 how far we get with our 90% totality, if we're going to capture that at all with our
yes.
lenses. But fingers crossed, we hope to do that, but we have been seeing little bits of the curve of the moon cross that sun for sure. It's been spectacular.
Oh, wonderful. Everyone, that was WHYY's Morning Edition host and producer Jennifer Lynn. Jennifer, thank you so much. I'm jealous. She is hosting a viewing party at Haverford Reserve Grass Field. As she mentioned, the best time to see the partial eclipse is at 3:23 p.m. Make sure you go outside with those protective glasses on and look up.